You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, good afternoon. By the way, just a little inside baseball. We always try to find the most inappropriately soft rock jam to play after that woman screams out, "Have a great Friday, you mother blank." And it's always a slow song.
That Alaskan television reporter got all mad at the mayor.
Well, it was her lover.
6 years ago, and she has been cursed on this program ever since.
I wonder wherever she is, does she know she's like the de facto fifth member of this program every Friday at 5:07?
913-586-7798. Dana does not have a grievance, so, oops, sorry, hit the microphone. Sam, you get the honorary first grievance of the week.
My grievance is apparently my yard is a very unsafe place for pets. And yes, we've talked about the bunnies in the backyard with my dog. That's one thing. In the last 2 weeks, I have now had to get rid of a dead squirrel that apparently fell from the upper depths of one of my trees. And now I woke up this morning to find a baby possum just in the middle of my front yard, covered in flies. Apparently have been dead for a minute. So now I get to go home tonight and grab a shovel and bury a baby possum. I'm tired of burying dead animals in my backyard.
You left the possum in your front yard?
I'm hoping nature takes care of it, but based on my Ring doorbell camera, I'm nature tonight.
Sam, it's the season. We had another baby bird a couple nights ago. We had a mouse two nights ago, and I ain't getting hantavirus. I said to Johnny, I'm not going anywhere near that thing. I don't know why it's there. I don't know why it's dead.
It's not the mouse. It's their poop.
I don't care. I'm not going anywhere near it.
So anyway, if you need to see any new rendition of Pet Sematary, just come to my backyard. It's right there.
All right. Let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. And we are off. Here we go. 913-586-7798. We will start with Tom in Gladstone. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
No, my problem is AI. You call a company to get some things straightened out, and I need for my address. And I give them my address, and I give them the zip code, and I live in Gladstone, and they always come back, Kansas City. Hmm. I said, no, Gladstone, but you can't tell that to AI. Huh. It's just aggravating.
Okay. Do you still get it? Or because you live in Gladstone and AI keeps feeding back Kansas City, you don't receive what you're supposed to get?
Well, it was a trash company. I wondered because in Gladstone, you have to pay for your trash pickup. It's not like Kansas City where you pay for it, but it's out of the water bill.
Okay. I got fat fingers. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. So sorry. Jim in Bait City. Jim, hello.
Greetings and salutations to my second and third favorite radio broadcasters.
Thank you.
You were number one until Bill Brooks' traffic report. Two traffic reports ago where he's tying it up and bucking it out.
Go ahead.
My grievance is with Dana somewhat and anybody else that might be complaining about the vodka tonic at 4:20 a.m. How many times during a Chiefs season do we see him lining up at midnight to be the gatekeepers and pop on the top end and nobody complains?
Maybe.
It's a fair point.
Have a great weekend.
All right, you do too. The same. Thank you. John in Leawood. John, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, guys. Great show, as usual. You always bring a smile to my face.
Thank you.
Appreciate this opportunity to air this grievance with the city of Leawood. I've been living there for 7 years. Great community. But with the upcoming World Cup, my grievance is the fact that, you know, I basically pay my taxes, et cetera, and I can't host people from out of town in my home during the World Cup. I speak Spanish. You know, I thought it would be a great opportunity, especially people, folks coming from Latin America. And I even called the city and just asked, hey, is this something that you're going to rescind for a brief period of time so that we can do this? And they met and they made the decision that they're going to hold to what they said. all these years, which is a disappointment to me.
You can host people in your home. You just can't do it for money,
and
right?
You can't get caught.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
You know, John,
which for the record,
I'll
for anybody who's listening, I'm not hosting anybody.
Good. I told you I have friends who are working around it because they've partnered in their neighborhood. It is absolutely banned. No Airbnbs ever in this neighborhood. So they have partnered with a couple who lives outside the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And they are going to rent out that couple's home. That couple's going to move in with them for a few weeks.
And they're going to split.
They're going to split the profit.
It's pretty smart.
Brilliant.
913-586-7798. Lucy in Lee's Summit. Hi.
Hello. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
So out here in Lee's Summit, we've got 291 and 50 Highway. They're turning it in the bridge. They're turning it into a roundabout, which will be fun because everyone's really, really awesome in driving in roundabouts. But right now there's a lot of lane closures. So there's a backup about two blocks because it says everyone that this lane, left lane or right lane is closed. And then people are getting pissed off because I'm going to merge because I want to make it through the light.
Yeah, go all the way up, Lucy. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Is it just any blanket left lane or right lane closed? Just everybody merge? They're backing up two blocks and there's a full lane on the side.
It's because people don't understand, Lucy, the actual rule of the zipper merge. And people get angry when people use both lanes all the way up to the end, even though that's what you're supposed to do. Stop flipping off people that do that. They're doing what you're supposed to do. You are supposed to use both of the lanes as long as you can, then you zipper, like a zipper. Fold in the cheese. You fold it in.
You say fold in the cheese one more time.
But are you telling me that if you're in, let's say the right lane is closed up ahead and you're in the left lane.
Okay.
And you're 20 cars back.
Yeah.
Okay. And somebody goes flying up through that right lane and then stops right at the cones.
You don't have to go all the way up, but you're supposed to go and use the lane that you are given until you can no longer use it.
And what goes through your mind when you see somebody cutting in line?
That they know how to zipper merge.
Really?
Because I've been educated on this program that is what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, and you don't think, oh, that guy's cutting in line or he's a jerk.
That's what you're supposed to do.
913-586-7798. Kim in Overland Park. Hello, Kim.
Yes. I tell you, there's a lot of things. First of all, Dana, there's never a sign that says zipper merge ahead. If that sign was there, then I could buy the guy going up the right-hand lane. There's never a sign called zipper merge. I'll tell you why I called is because in Overland Park, when you stop at a major intersection with lights, you're supposed to stop behind the solid white line that is like 18 inches wide all the way across, and people stop in the crosswalk. And it's like, come on, people, read your driver's manual. It talks about this line. And people just creep up, and all of a sudden they're in the crosswalk. Now, in Overland Park, there's not many people crossing, and I understand they can get away with it. But, my God, follow the rules. And squirrels do not just fall out of a tree. They don't fall out of a tree. That's their job in life, is to be able to manage trees. And if you leave the squirrel there, a nocturnal animal will find it and take care of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Squirrels fall out of trees all the time.
Michael, Debbie, William, you guys hang tight. We'll get with you in just a moment. 913-586-7798. All right, let's get to it. Michael in Emporia. Hello.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Dana. I liked the idea last hour of the topics that are shadow banned on the show. So as an active listener, I thought I'd give a couple specifics to hosts of our show.
Yes. Okay. Wait, let me get a pen.
Right. Okay. Yeah, Scott, you are obviously banned from talking about Germany, but I think we need to add to that list anything regarding your underwear or lack thereof, the movie Top Gun in general. This includes any sequels. And going forward, Scott does not get to bring up any stories about space. They have to be brought up by another host.
Okay.
Dana, you're not off the hook either.
Oh, okay. Thought that was
about
all.
Your real estate dealings, anything about a former KCTV5 manager or on-air talent. no topics about four-day work weeks either. Sam, we know you got to cut back on the conspiracy theories. Everything except the Denver airport, though, that place is haunted. I would say Sam is cut off from quoting more self-help books or podcasts. It's not all bad, though. I think that we all want more shenanigans of Brian Busby. That can be added.
Okay.
Right?
Swap out, maybe.
General updates of Jerk Air. If you want a grievance, though, as someone who drives a lot, ads that have horns or police sirens in them. Those can be cut.
Actually, police sirens in advertisements are illegal. But not in songs.
Real.
Mm-hmm.
Like I still hear some.
I'll tell you, Michael, I agree with everything you said except whatever you said I couldn't say.
Also, you guys got specific things. I got a whole category of everything.
Like conspiracy
self-help
theories.
Self-help.
Michael was like, Sam, stop talking.
Except the Denver airport. You can talk about the Denver airport. William in Kansas City. William, hello.
Yes, how y'all doing?
We're doing well, thank you.
Well, I had a grievance with paper towel holders because I swear I can never get the right amount from it. And sometimes you be waving your hand over and over and you just cannot get them out.
Mm. Can I add something, William? Why do they position the paper towel holder higher than you are so that when you're waving, the drippings from your hand go onto your body?
No, that is the exact thing. And to even add to it, even those motion sensor sinks, I swear you'll put it through it and you only get like maybe 10 seconds of water. I know I didn't sing my ABCs trying to clean my hands today.
All right, man. Good grievance.
Paper towel dispenser higher than you are?
Where
do they put it in the women's
I'm
restroom?
I'm telling you,
here? It,
not here because I use actual paper towels here, but anytime I'm out anywhere, it's always, and maybe it's because I'm only 5'2", it's always right at about my head height. And so I put my hands up like this and the drippy starts. It drives me crazy.
How does it drip on you?
Because my hands are up here when I'm trying to wave.
Oh, my.
Oh, I know. Short people problems, I'm telling you.
Debbie in North Kansas City. Hello.
Well, hey, how are y'all?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Oh, well, thanks for taking my grievance.
Of course.
But what I hate is when I'll be listening to y'all's show and I've got a really good comment. And so I get on the line and call. Mm-hmm. And then I hear, oh, you're listening to the best of Dana and Parks. I'm like, oh, gosh, here we go. You're not even there. So there's my...
Your grievance is with the bonus hour, is what you're saying.
Well, with the fact that sometimes I'll be listening and I'll want to really say something.
I got it.
And then I realize it's pre-recorded. It's just a...
Okay.
Well, Debbie, we're still glad you're listening and playing along.
Let's go to Katie. Hello, Katie.
Hi. I'll make this short and sweet. I'm a longtime listener, every day going to work, but I'll say this. It's about the World Cup. I've been to a World Cup in 2006 in Germany, and I'm telling you right now, we are in for a world of hurt with what we're about to get. And I know, and I listened to that one you guys did with the guy yesterday, I think it was, about how they're adding on tax. That's also going to backfire because those people are going to backfire on those business owners about that with adding taxation when that's not what they're used to.
Well, but I think in some of the countries, Katie, and I'm not challenging, they're used to just having it all rolled into one restaurant bill, aren't they?
Europeans normally do not tip.
Because it's all rolled in already.
Because when you get your bill, it is already added in. And now if you get exceptional, like over-the-top service, you're always allowed to throw down more money. But I think in a lot of countries in Europe, for example, they view that as if you leave money on the table, that's an insult.
Okay.
Because it's already built into your tab. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Lane in DeSoto. Hello.
Good Friday, guys. As always, I love the show. Dana, however, I know it's a traffic topic. Mm. Maybe you're enamored with the zipper merge, but not my grievances with whatever chisel chest came up with that concept. Because maybe, and this is a big, big honking maybe, it might work on a city street. It does not work on interstates. It does not work on highways. Merge all the way back, and then everybody gets to shoot through the funnel at a higher rate of speed. The zipper merge is nothing but a bunch of boneheads that think they're better than everybody else, rocketing to the front of the line, and then that does nothing but fire me up.
Amen.
And that's where I think the bazookas and missiles need to come in, guys.
Oh, whoa. Wow. Pull out the bazooka.
Lane, I'm not challenging. I am just simply offering the written description of how these things are supposed to go. And that is, you use the open lane until the end. That is in the bylaws of state driving laws in every state in this country.
That sounds like a challenge to me.
I feel like that was very judgy, but mm-hmm. Yeah. All this right, is Lane. Why I, when I'm doing it correctly, I am like, I'm not a jerk. Don't flip me off. This is what you're supposed to be doing. But I think 80% of people think you're not supposed to do it that way. 20% of people think you are.
Well, we were taught, be polite, get in line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not how the engineers designed it.
That is correct. Tiffany in Kansas City. Hello. Or
good afternoon.
Hi.
I have a gratitude today.
Okay.
I've got two kids that go to Neiman Elementary out on the Kansas side, and I got to spend the day at field day with them.
Oh. Aww.
It was so nice watching them get all soaking wet and their teachers get to spray them down. And it was just a heyday.
I love that because, Tiffany, for all of us, isn't that a core childhood memory? Really a core memory.
It really is. I told my coworkers that I was going and we all started rattling off all the things we missed from field day and try to get one to happen at our work.
Good for you. Good for you.
Have a great afternoon.
Right, you do the same.
Nobody has time for that. If you're enjoying life, keep it to yourself.
Jessica in Kansas City. Hello.
I was like, are you just not gonna take my call?
We got you.
You're on.
Yeah. So long time listener, first time I've ever called. But you guys just keep me going. I'm a courier, so I work for one of the companies that delivers food and things and
yeah,
what? And you guys just make me laugh. Like the midday people, Ed, have been like making me roll in my seat, almost laughing till I'm crying. And you guys in the afternoon do the same.
Thank you.
So I'm so thankful for you guys. You guys keep me going.
Oh, that is very sweet.
Yeah, but my grievance is people are not tipping their delivery drivers right now. And things are tight, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can I ask you a question, Jessica? Would you rather be tipped on the app or cash? Because I always thought, like, we don't get DoorDash very often. Let's just use that as an example. But when we do, I always over-verbalize when they hand it off. I've tipped on the app. I always tip on the app. I hope that's okay.
I mean, if you have to, tip on the app. Cash is always
better.
Nice.
Okay.
Then I can
because the government doesn't know about it.
Get a snack. But yeah, like an example is like I did a 79 order from like a nearby store and I only got paid $10 for it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, these apps don't pay very well.
Okay.
Good to know, Jessica, and thank you for the work that you do.
And thank you for the kind words. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Tom in Belton, you are next. Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Same to you.
I live in West Belton. I'm like 3 or 4 minutes from Lock Lloyd.
Uh-huh.
I think that's where, trust me, my house is not even close to Lock Lloyd. But all of a sudden, they put a stoplight in right there at that subdivision on Holmes Road there. And it is busy as all get out in the morning, morning traffic, afternoon traffic.
Okay.
And you'll, I don't know. Well, those people got enough money. I think Patrick Mahomes lives there. But they got enough money to whine. We need a stoplight. We're tired of waiting to get out. And this traffic light stops traffic. There are 15 to 20 vehicles on each side stopped at this light to let one car out.
Oh, man, Tom. I haven't been out there in a couple of months, but is it right at the gate?
Oh, it's right at the gate. And it's like, seriously?
Oh, God.
You got to be kidding me. You know, I guess that's what happens when you got money. And my message is, if anybody's listening in Lock Lloyd, you guys chose to live there. You knew what it was like at that time. And don't tell me you don't, but you knew what it was like at that time. And all of a sudden, there's a stoplight there. I don't know if somebody paid off Cad County or whatever to put a light in, but it's ridiculous. You'll sit there for 2 minutes, and it's crazy. That's my grievance.
You are in, my friend.
All right. Don in Gardner. Hello, Don.
I like your show. I like it a lot.
Thank you, Don.
Next is, hey, you guys had a segment earlier this week that I didn't have a chance to really listen to, and it was about people saying they never have fun. And I know, and I had something I want to say about it. I hope it wasn't brought up. I guess I could have gone and listened to the Dana and Parks app, available on Odyssey Audio app. But we never have fun because we have so much fun that we are numb to it. And people are going to call me a boomer. But you know what? 15 years ago, when you had to wait in line for something, you were staring at the back of the guy's head in front of you. When you're in a waiting room, you're looking at old magazines. Yeah. When you had to wait for something at work, you had an employee manual to look at. When you were in the bathroom, you're looking at pictures on the wall. Okay, we now have access to 24 hours a day to anything that's ever been seen, done, or made, or recorded. Yep. And I think people just have fun all the time, and they don't really consider it fun anymore. And 15 years ago, if you'd hand somebody this device, they'd have been, oh, my gosh, this is like from heaven. Well, but now we're numb to it.
And, so. And the study you're referring to, it was 48% of Americans say they don't have fun in their life at all. And, Don, you may be onto something, that the dopamine release that we get from the phone and watching the videos or the reels on Facebook or whatever has numbed us to enjoyment. And that's a hell of a good grievance. Ashley in Kansas City. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I'll make mine quick because I always have something smart to say. And if I start getting too worked up, I end up letting things slide on accident. So I'll go quick. Sure. My grievance is for people who like to do like light chit chat. Like, for instance, when people ask like, hey, what are you doing on Friday? Or you got any plans on whatever day? I'm the type of person, speak with intention. Let me know what it is you're trying to do. What I got planned has nothing to do with you. Say what you want to say so then I can say yay or nay. But when they ask what I'm doing, it's almost like they're wanting me to give up all my information on what I got going on just so that they can fit themselves into my timeline. I don't like that. I don't know why it bothers me so much, but it really does. I just want people to speak with intention.
Good grievance, Ashley. I like it. Thank you.
Okay.
Can I add a grievance?
Sure. Well,
my grievance is our cell phones that provide us constant entertainment and enjoyment. And now every single ad that I am getting since our discussion Wednesday and Thursday is for the concrete fountain. 2 feet, five feet.
Did you put a bid on that fountain that you didn't get on your phone?
No.
Where did you place the bid?
I think online.
Do you have your phone connected to Wi-Fi here at the building?
Probably.
Well,
Google
Dan,
Chrome.
Scott, and I were all frantically searching any and all information we could about stone fountains.
Are you now getting fountain ads?
So that we could make fun of you with the proper knowledge to make fun of you.
And now you're getting
Am I wrong, Scott?
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
So now you're getting all the ads because we were looking it up. I haven't gotten a single fountain ad.
I haven't gotten an ad yet.
All right.
But you did.
That's all I got.
You're hooked up to
I'm good.
You're hooked up to the
radio I tempted
station.
Fate once. I ain't doing it again.
Jared in Raymore. Jared, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, friends, that Tom, man, he's mad about that stoplight, but boy, ain't wrong. He is right. That does suck. My grievance is with, I've been in customer service for years, and I don't know why, but maybe it's the phone thing you were just talking about, but lately, nobody introduces themselves. You'll get a call, and I'll say, hey, this is Jared. How can I help you? And you won't get a name or nothing. Be like, yeah, I got a pink flamingo that I dropped off 2 days ago. Supposed to have surgery. Want to know when the time is for pickup. And I'll have to say, that's great. Who am I speaking with? And then it's just like, it doesn't even hit him. They go, oh, well, yeah, I'm Bill. Well, hi, Bill. How are you? Have we lost all comprehension of introducing ourselves to each other?
Jared, can I give you the flip of that and then add to your grievance? There have been times where this is what I do. Someone will say, hi, this is so-and-so. How can I help you? And I go, hey, everybody. I go, it's Dana. How we doing? And then on the other end, they stammer like they don't know even how to react because they're used to people just launching into what they want. I always say, hey, it's Dana. And there's this like, oh, hi. What can I do for
Dana,
you?
You exude that confidence that not much else can handle, so that might set them back a little bit.
That's very sweet. But I to your point, Jared, I think on the receiving end, there are people too that when I say that, it like messes up the natural flow of what they're used to doing.
They can get over it. Introduce yourself, people. I get you where you come from, though, Dana.
Amen.
All right, buddy. Ruth on line 4. Hello, Ruth.
Well, hi there.
Hi.
Sorry, I have a grievance. I usually like to call with gratitudes, but this is really bothering me. Our oldest son is getting married in June outside of Branson and sent out the save the dates and all of the cousins, extended family, super excited. We always go to everybody's weddings. Well, it's formal and it's no kids. So now we have a whole bunch of the family not going. And then this week it was announced that one of the cousins is going to get married on the same day.
Oh,
I feel your pain.
Penalty flag.
Courthouse. Mm-hmm. It's at the courthouse. Mm. It's not like it's a big venue like ours is or expense or anything. And I am so hurt and so upset by this. I cannot believe
of all the dates. Of all the dates they could have picked.
Ruth, you just reminded me of something. I can feel your pain. I had a cousin of mine, Michael, get married on the very same day that Shonda and I got married. Our grandmother had to make a decision whose wedding was she going to go to. She liked Michael more than me. I guarantee you that. She went to our wedding because we set the date first.
Yeah, I mean, it really is hard. So now my brother and sister-in-law aren't coming because they want the parents to stand up with them. And I'm like, I just think that's so
crappy. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not cool.
I am so sorry. Ruth, I'd be furious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for validating my feelings.
Okay. Gary in Lee's Summit, before we get to a quick break. Hello, Gary.
Hey, Dana and Scott, love you, love our show. I listen to Airing of the Grievances all the time and never thought that I would call in. I'm not going to go for the low-hanging fruit of how high gas prices are, but we did experience something today. Went to a gas station that's affiliated with a local grocery store, as far as I'm going.
Okay.
Put in only 13 gallons, $70 worth of fuel. We get an alert on our phone. There's a $200 hold on our credit card because of the gasoline we put in our car.
Yes.
No signs, no notice, no nothing. I mean, when I go rent a car, they tell me there's going to be an X dollar hold on your card because you're renting our car. Never expected it for gasoline.
I have never heard of this in my entire life. How can that be legal?
It's a gas hold.
What's a gas hold?
It's not uncommon. Some gas stations even do it.
What? $50 of unleaded. You don't get to charge me $200 and give me back $150 when you feel like it.
They will give it back. It's rather quick, isn't it, Sam?
Very quick, assuming there isn't something that hangs it up.
Yeah. Within minutes.
What, in case you overfill it? Or
they have no guarantee that you have funds to be able to pay for the gas. Mm-hmm. And it actually depends on your holder, your card holder.
Yep.
So Visa, MasterCard, American Express, they all have different procedures in how they pay out. And in some instances, they don't actually pay out right away. They pay out like 48 hours later. And I'm going to use American Express as an example. I believe it's the one that pays out 48 hours later. I could be wrong. And the gas station has no guarantee. So they charge you $200.
So like I'm at my limit. Let's say my max is $10,000, but my card has $9,990 on it.
You're not getting gas that day.
Because you would put a hold on it.
Typically, the lowest is 75. The highest is about 200.
Mm-hmm. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Short on time, let's go to Chris on line one. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
We're doing well.
Hi.
So I will be very quick. I know my wife is listening, and my grievance is with her and her lack thereof of understanding of pop culture. The other night we're laying in bed. I have mentioned Festivus Friday to her, and she thought that I was just making up the whole Festivus thing. And I was like, no. I Googled it. I showed her, the feats of strength, the pole, all of the stuff. And she's like, no, that's not real.
What you think it was, AI?
I guess.
Okay.
Anyways, I just want to say, Dawn, I love you.
It's a thing. It's a thing.
All right.
It's a thing.
Chris, see you on the couch. Goodbye. Trent in Lawrence. Hello, Trent.
Hello. Long time listener, first time caller.
Oh, thank you.
My grievance is with AI chatbots answering the phone when I call customer service. And I feel like I have to argue with the AI chatbot for 20 minutes to get to actually speak with somebody. Mm-hmm. And by the time I want to speak with somebody, I'm not in the mood to exchange pleasantries.
Great, great grievance, Trent.
Nathan in Blue Springs. Hello.
Hey, you know, I have two gratitudes this week. One is Bill Brooks. He is an amazing traffic announcer. Sounds like my grandpa reading me the traffic. It's great. And my second is with the zipper merge on the northbound 291 at the Missouri River. I think it's great because that bridge is way too tiny to fit two lanes on it. And now it's one lane and it's great.
Okay.
You ever have any traffic problems up there?
All right, buddy. Tammy in Kansas City. Hello, Tammy.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're doing well.
Hi. I just want to piggyback on the phone etiquette again. I've worked in retail and phone call centers. People need to give their names slowly and their phone numbers so that we don't have to ask them to repeat it and make them upset because they have to repeat it.
All right. And lastly, Kara, can you do it in 20 seconds?
I can do it in 20 seconds. Right. My grievance is with whoever decided to shut down the Paseo ramp onto I-35 on a Friday. I drove in that way. It was open. Why is it closed now? It doesn't make any sense, and I'm lost in the city.
All right, we got to run. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. God willing.
Kara, I'm lost in the city all the time.
We're back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.